You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
Maswingo Provincial Affairs Minister Kudakwashe Basikiti claims a mission accomplished in relocating more than 20,000 flood victims from Chingwizi holding camp to Nyuanetsi Range.
Most of them, I visited them on Friday. People were happy to be on their permanent settlements. They only lamented that they had been led to stay much longer than they wanted.
The SADC summit ends with leaders endorsing a regional food and nutrition security strategy for 2015 to 2025.
SADC leaders, although they've taken the first two important steps, which is thinking about what needs to be done, and I think that they've hit the nail on the head. The biggest problem is they have to show political will and leadership.
And the Chitungwiza municipality today suspended more than 100 workers who participated in last month's industrial action that crippled the satellite town as employees gear for another strike action tomorrow. A Harare magistrate today ordered a full investigation into the assault of MDCT legislator Ronnie Abunjira, a freelance journalist and other activists who were arrested yesterday following a demonstration held by opposition youths in the capital. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
A freelance journalist and six MDCT members were arraigned before a Harare magistrate today, facing charges of obstructing the free movement of vehicles and people following an opposition protest in which youths marched through the city central business district yesterday demanding jobs from the ZANU-PF government. After hearing an application by defense attorney Obey Shava, Magistrate Douglas Chikwekwe ordered a full investigation into the assault of journalist Danmo Chuma, MDCT's proportional representation legislator Ronnie Abunjira, and five other activists. The accused persons told the court through their lawyer that they were severely assaulted while in police custody. Shava said Bunjira suffered serious head injuries and swollen thighs, while Chuma suffered back and hand injuries. Other accused persons suffered leg injuries and were swollen, while one of them was bleeding profusely. Bunjira is also the MDCT's chairperson of the women's wing in Harare province. The defense attorney also requested the court to order the state to furnish the court with the exact date when a full report of its investigation would be presented in court. Shava said this was necessary to see the exact details of the alleged assault of the activist and scribe that he described as barbaric.
Basically, it was an initial remand where we raised the complaints against the police. The accused persons alleged that they were assaulted while in police custody. We tabled the manner in which the assault was perpetrated upon them by the police. And at the end, we requested the court to order the state to make investigations into the alleged assault. Actually, the accused persons, alleged evidence from the accused persons, were injuries. Fresh wounds, bleeding, were shown to the court in order to substantiate the allegations of assault. It is now up to the state to investigate and table a report to the court for its consideration. And the court is going to make a determination tomorrow as to which date the state would be expected to have tabled that report.
The magistrate postponed the matter to tomorrow for the purpose of the hearing of the bail application. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watchdog Amnesty International today called on Harare to respect human rights and protect human rights defenders. The organization's deputy director for Southern Africa, Noel Kututkwa, urged President Mugabe to use his new powers as SADC chairperson to promote human rights and end state-sponsored violence in Zimbabwe. He told Studio 7 from Johannesburg, South Africa, that Mr. Mugabe's position demands that he leads by example.
Amnesty International condemns the unnecessary use of force to break an otherwise peaceful assembly. Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe recognizes the right to protest and petition. Zimbabwe has just assumed the chair of the Southern Africa Development Community, which places an expectation that it will be exemplary in its conduct, including in upholding international human rights standards. Beating up would-be peaceful protesters does not set a good example for the region. Such conduct must be brought to an end.
Opposition youths marched in Harare yesterday, demanding that President Mugabe's administration fulfills its pre-election promise of creating more than 2 million jobs. But the protests were crushed by the police, who assaulted the activists on the streets. At the time the MDCT youths were being assaulted, President Mugabe was in Victoria Falls, where he assumed the chairmanship of the Southern African Development Community. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.